Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning.
Okay, so no. All right, cool, cool. You can't hear him either, correct?
I can hear you.
No, but can you hear Tobin?
No, yes. I can never hear Tobin.
No, he was talking, but he's not muted. But we can't hear him nonetheless, but I'm sure he said something like, morning. How are you,
I'm
sir?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
There's a little action, little in basketball.
Yeah, a little bit some.
And what's amazing?
Strange, by the way. Like I didn't see that coming. Like I mean, it's not like a blockbuster trade, but it's like
no, but like it's almost like they realize that they're not without Tatum. They're not gonna make that charge, but they got Simons.
Yeah,
which is like. Is that a upgrade? Because they got younger?
Oh, you guys are talking Celtics trade already?
Let me be honest with you.
It's a little bit of action. A little bit of action.
Tobes,
what's up?
It was so bad on my TV last night.
Nothing happening?
Because usually on Mondays,
mm-hmm.
I can watch Castle. I've seen all the episodes, but you know, I like that show. I like The Rookie. That's also on Lifetime. So usually I used to be able to watch it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at 7 o'clock, Beast's favorite show shows up on my TV. Dr. Pimple Popper is now on Lifetime.
He did love that show. Didn't we have her on one time?
I don't know. I don't remember.
We did.
Gross, dude.
And bro. So I was out on that. And then after that, I'm like, well, they'll show a couple of these episodes and I'll be able to watch some other crap.
I'm with you, dude. Like, I was sitting here yesterday.
6,000-pound diaries.
Oof.
Right. So,
yeah. That's tough.
Even me, who has been known to tell a portly joke every now and then, too much.
Wow. Okay.
I like it. Right. No.
Frog Boy, what did you do with your Flanagan's jersey night? What did you with no Panthers, no Heat? We got the draft tomorrow. Did
Inter win?
Inter played to a 2-2 draw, and now they move on. They're taking on PSG next.
Yeah.
Woo. Where?
In Atlanta, I think.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah. So Messi gets to go up against his former team, the Pinks.
The Pinks.
Mm.
But Frobble, what did you do last night? Did you watch the Pinks or did you just have a night in?
I was fiending for sports action, so I did kind of watch a few highlights from the Pinks. But then my son did that thing where he hid the remote, and I still haven't found it. Yeah, so it could be in a trash, it could be in a shoe.
Whoa!
Oh,
Where are you?
Why does it look like you robbed a leprechaun?
What do you mean?
If you came in today, you're wearing green.
It's the Avril Lavigne shirt.
It is. It looks like wow. It looks like Avril O'Levine. Hi.
Hi, mate.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Marlins are going to open up a series with the San Francisco Giants tonight, late night with the Fish, 9:45. Don't do that. I mean, what do you mean? They just won 2 out of 3. You know, like, give them a break.
I give them a break. To be honest, it has more to do with that 9:45 to start.
Yeah, it is late. That is late.
So me and Frog Boy, before you got rid of your ventriloquist act.
Right.
We were talking about how the holiday trade, and Simons is a good young player.
Yeah, he's all right. He's good.
All right. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, is Boston saying, let's reset and then re-up when, you know, Tatum's
it's it's definitely what Boston's doing.
Paying all this money, and we don't have a legitimate chance without Tatum.
It is what they're doing. They're going to trade Jrue Holiday, which they just did, and they're probably going to trade Kristaps Porzingis.
Really?
Yep.
Do we put him in the same class with Joel Embiid?
Like Mr. Street Clothes?
Yeah. Like, he can play.
He's definitely been injured a lot in his career.
Right.
He's definitely been injured a lot. But yes, Joe Cronin trades back for Jrue Holiday after he had Jrue Holiday from the Dame trade and then flipped him to Boston. He's now back. They get to shave a couple of years. I think Simons is an expiring deal. Maybe he shows out in Boston and they want to go with it, but they basically clear the Jrue Holiday contract, which I think he was getting 30 a year for the next 3 years, something like that.
Right.
So, Brad Stevens,
how do you feel about Jrue Holiday?
How do I feel about him? He's a good player.
Okay.
Like, would I want him on the Heat? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I mean, like, we're just, the thing is I'm just looking at all the loose parts, right? And listening to all of the stuff that's happening. It doesn't seem like they want to pay Jrue Holiday $30 million for 3 years.
Yeah, that's all it comes down to. Like, they're up again. I mean, they have two $300 million players. So one of them's going to be out with an Achilles this year. So, yeah, they're taking a natural let's reset, refocus.
Right. You know,
some may say that is what proactive organizations do.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just saying that's just what some may say. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some may say that.
I always wonder, because fan bases are really, you know, weird in that depending on the franchise that would make a move like this, sometimes the outlash or the comments from fans would be totally different, right? So say if the Heat were to do something similar to that and get rid of one of their guys for, you know, younger guys or whatever, we wouldn't look at that as a vision. We would look at that as, oh, they're just folding it in next year.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly, Leroy, I think that's kind of part of my rant yesterday, that
do something. That caught,
which people think is going to get me banned from the arena, which it's not. I mean, people love me. I'm adorable.
The baby blues.
Okay, maybe that's a little bit strong. I'm not adorable, but I feel like I can
say it with your whole chest.
Yeah, I feel like I am going to be okay. If I get thrown into a back room at the Kaseya Center, just tell Diana, Tommy, and Sophia I love them. And if I get broken by Johnny Heat thumbs, please let me know. But my point of it was, look, even if that is the case, and trust me, you guys know how much I love Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero. Okay, I'm big fans of those guys, but I actually do think that's part of my frustration with the Kevin Durant thing is, okay, you guys didn't really pursue him. You tried to get him at basically like you went to Five Below.
But haven't they been doing this for the last like four or five big names?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
people, like, they won't even have a second conversation because for some reason you think that, oh, we can just offer them this. With what is going on in the NBA and how guys and how teams are basically, the whole league is F them picks right now.
It's just one of these things, like, I just looked at what the offer was. And we're going to talk to Anthony Chang from the Miami Herald. He's going to join us next hour. We'll talk a little bit. He had some great reporting, him and Barry Jackson, on this story. But to go back to your point, like, look, if the Heat did, if the Heat are looking at their team and they're saying, hey, we're not good enough. And I think specifically with Tyler, because Tyler's going to be owed a big extension either in October or in the summer. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think adding Durant to him moves the needle at all, then do you think he's a needle mover at all, Tyler? And, like, you know, I just saw Desmond Bane go for 3 first round picks. I don't know if Tyler will garner that, but there's right. certainly, there seems to be a bit of a logjam of, like, people want a move to make, but there's not a lot of guys out there. So if the Heat did explore that, I wouldn't be that upset with it. I would kind of get it because that would be more reflective of their behavior of going after Durant very meekly and not doing anything.
Right.
And I see a lot of people who are like, hey, oh, well, the next move is to wait for Giannis. And okay, like, maybe that's the next thing you want to pivot to. But that's kind of the point, guys, is like every time the Heat can always say, well, we were working for Giannis. We were working for the 2026.
They just moved forward. You're right.
It's like, well, okay, then. But so then why were you even in the Durant talks if that's what the case was, right? Like, oh,
well, I think if you know somebody's available. Right. I think sometimes your interest, your real interest in that player is evident by what you offer for that player. Right. And so it almost seemed like the Heat said, let's just throw something out there. If it works, it works. If not, we're good. And that's what that sounded like. Now, that doesn't work well for us because when you hear a player throw your team's name in the hat of teams he would love to go to, then you just automatically assume that the interest of your franchise or your team is the same as yours.
But, like, even say, let's say the Heat are, like, there's other, you know who else is going to be gearing up for Giannis, guys? The Rockets. They just got Kevin Durant for basically nothing and still have more assets.
Oh my.
That at least they're willing to part with.
What about OKC?
Yeah, OKC too, of course.
They said, we'll give you 7 first rounders.
Of course. If OKC wants to get in the game for anybody, they're in the game for anybody. So it's like, look, if that's what the thing is, fine. But let's be real about how the Heat have been ending up in these negotiations lately.
Right.
It's not like Giannis has 1 year left on his deal. And honestly, like, look, the Heat would have intel on it because him and Bam have the same agent. They're going to know if whether or not Giannis wants to be in Miami, if that's the case. But don't act like there's not going to be competition for him.
Right. Or don't act like you're going to have to give up a king's ransom. And I always wonder this. The bigger the star, what is your team going to look like with what you have to trade to get him?
Right. And the other thing is, like, this is going to be the and this is what the move is going to be. Like, if Giannis does ask out and they don't get him, then they're going to say, no, it was about 26 and getting the cap space. Like, that's what it was. Like, so it just feels, why, it feels like there's always,
if you know that and you know that that's what they're thinking is, then why are you so frustrated?
I don't think that's what it is. I think that that's just what they want to say right now. I don't think they've chosen a path. I don't think they know. Like, that's my point.
Okay.
It feel, and I don't even know if there's a, for as much continuity as it doesn't even feel like that there's alignment even within the organization of what they should be.
Right.
You know, it's and that's why it's so frustrating, because it just feels like, it just feels like you're stuck in this no man's land.
And here's what's going to happen is something has happened the last 3 or 4 years that at the end of the season, they can respond with, well, if we were healthy, or well, if we had all our guys, or well, if these guys were here longer. And it just seems like with the way last season played out, that it's going to be a lot of that, you know, same stuff. And it's been a very long time in this organization since they've had a starting five who have played more than 50 games together. I think that is the biggest issue that they've had.
Hey, that's totally fair. There's, I mean, even if you want to just add, you know, the, first of all, the Jimmy / Wiggins absence this past year was, so from that position, was huge. And then you basically lost Nico for half the season as well. Like,
right.
Totally. So, it's been, so, you had the Terry Rozier injury. I get it. They've had some snake bit stuff that's happened to them, you know, but.
So what part of that is, now, it, look at it. I'm going to look at it from the Heat's perspective. All right. How much better would they have been with health? And I'm not even counting the Jimmy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just with Wiggins there?
Just Wiggins, Jovic. If you just have all of your guys available, right? I'm still pissed off that, you know, how they did Kalel. But, okay, they turned it around at the end and start playing him a lot for 2 minutes, and then he pulled a 2-for-2 and he's out. Right. So while they say they really love him, what I'm seeing on the court does not really show that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because a guy that you love, you put your arm around him and get him in gear. You don't go sit him on the end of the bench and he don't play no more for that game. That and so the actions, I'm just looking at the actions and, well, and trying to read those things.
Yeah, and let's say, like, if you're to your point of, like, what would they – I mean, would they have gone on a 10-game losing streak? Probably not.
Probably not.
That would have been avoided, and so would you have been that much up against it? I don't know, but would they have been out of the play-in?
See, for the last – we can even go back to the bubble. At the end of the season, we've had these same – conversations, and the team has hung on to the players because, like, yeah, just give me all 15 for a year. Mm-hmm. Give me 8 for a year. For the last 3 or 4 years, they've been more players for injuries in and out of the lineup. And I just wonder, if you eliminate that, would we think differently about the guys on the team, and would it make it that much easier to make moves because half your guys have been injured?
Yeah, it's definitely a part of it. I mean, like, you can't ignore that's one of those things. But, you know, I think there's also there, but I also do think it has felt like there have been obvious upgrades that the roster is needed, and when it's come time to try and make a deal to do it, they go about this in this only very, very much on our terms are we going to make a move. And it's like, it's just not going to happen.
You're not that guy anymore.
Right. Now, it just doesn't go. And so, like, look, even in the scenario of Giannis Antetokounmpo says to his agent, get me to Miami, that's the only place I want to be. It's like, okay, but, like, then the Heat are going to go about this. And they're going to be like, guess what? We know Giannis only wants to be with us. 2 first-round picks.
Right.
Like, what?
Right.
You still got to give up something to get an MVP candidate. And it feels like even if they had that hand and feeling like they got the nuts at the poker table, they're gonna bluff their hand out of it.
It's like turning your cards over and not getting any bets. Because right. You showed everybody your hand. I got the nuts. Right. And so yes, I think part of it is that. I think part of it is our interest in a player might not necessarily be the Heat's interest. And that being said, they not only have to look at what this team looks like with that kind of star, mm-hmm. they have to look at what the team's going to be with what you have to give up. And we don't always look at all of those aspects of the trade. That being said, you made some BS offers in the last 3 or 4 guys that have been available to where right. It almost seems like the other team won't even just talk to you. And right. it's getting that way with a lot of other teams, too, because they know you're coming in with some BS, so they don't even acknowledge it.
We'll take a break here on the program. We'll dive more into the Heat a little bit later on. Lots to get into here in the dog days of summer. Back after this. Hey, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Tobin and Leroy here with you. AJ Greer of the two-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And this week on Thursday, we're giving away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington. So if you guys want to meet Panthers badass, that fourth line, so good.
That's amazing. Like,
if you got,
they were so deep and so good. Like, it was hard figuring out what line was out there because they were all doing work.
Oh yeah, dude. I mean, it's one of the secret sauces is just like having that go so deep. These teams could just drown you by the time a series wore on. It just felt like they were the fresher team. I mean, you even just think to that swing game, game five, one day off. And how much it took for even Edmonton to get back into that game four, like that just felt like, oh, that was really the death blow to them.
And obviously they've done it over and over and over again. And here's what they do. Like, yeah, you might have the injury in the first game, maybe even the second game. But when it gets to like the third or fourth game, you're starting to see, oh, they're wearing down. They're wearing down. They're wearing down. And it's happened for the last couple of years.
Also coming up this week, tomorrow night, we'll be at the Kaseya Center. Myself and Solano will be hosting the NBA draft show, and does appear the Miami Heat will have their 20th pick. A lot of Walter Clayton Jr. buzz over the last couple of days there, Leroy, the star of the Florida Gators national championship team. A little older, but obviously dynamic shooter, really, really skilled scorer. You know, best player of the Final Four. And so there's some talk that the Heat have had a CBS reporter. They had a couple of workouts with him. ESPN has them in his mock drafts. CBS has him one of the mock drafts. I think Hoops Hype has him one of the mock drafts.
What's a little old?
I think he's 22, 23. It is. I mean, he is. That is old for it is. I know you're laughing, but that is old for the draft. This isn't the NFL where like now be 25-year-old quarterbacks has become the norm.
You know, I was watching, I had never watched The Last Dance. And so I got caught up in that. It was like four episodes on last night. And I got to tell you, I haven't gotten to the part where Michael Jordan trashes Scottie Pippen.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a whole episode for it.
The first four episodes, all he talks about is how he couldn't win without Pippen.
Mm-mm.
No, it gets worse.
Mm-mm.
All right. And so I was thinking, and this was what's crazy. When he finally won his first championship, it was his seventh year. When did it change? When the greatest to ever do it, it took 7 years, and you can hear all the same stuff you're hearing about all the players now. But when everybody knows how this works and when guys get into their prime and when guys start winning, why do we like do what we're doing with like Ant-Man or even as much as Tyrese Halliburton, like just young guys who haven't gotten to that point yet? We're like calling him like, oh, it can't win the big one. Can't do it. Like, we're doing it with Tyler. He can score, but he ain't that guy. Like, okay, we've heard this before.
I would say probably LeBron's coverage definitely had a lot to do with that.
Well, LeBron turned it, well, and how old was he? He won in his sixth year.
Yeah, he won.
But he had been to three or four finals.
He won his third finals. They got swept by San Antonio.
Right.
They lost in six to the Mavs, and then he won his second year with the Heat.
Right. So, but yeah. So even that, like when we see all these great players
mm-hmm.
and the things and how long it took them to finally win a championship, why do we not understand that these guys are, when you look at Tyler, when you look at Bam, when you look at, you know, some of the young players you have on your team, and we say, oh, he's this, he's that, he can't do it, he's not going to be able to. Like, I think part of it is now with Jaime, who had a terrible year,
mm-hmm.
right? But the history of basketball has shown that no matter how good you are in the beginning, and SGA is ruining this thought process, by the way. Is this fourth year?
No, he's been in the league longer than that.
It's fourth or fifth. And so with SGA, like, because that team was so young, now we're starting to think, oh, that's just the norm now. It's not. So don't we have to be a little more patient with some of the guys we have on the Heat team? Is basically what I'm getting at. Because when the greatest of the great didn't win till 26-27. Why are we getting on our young players because they're not winning now?
Just for the record, it's SGA's seventh season.
Seven. Okay, so look, that's more in line with what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why, like, how we are with Tyler, how we are with Bam, right? Like, that process has been proven to take some time. But are we just that impatient? Or, like, I mean, I
think it's just when you have a guy who you draft a little bit older, your inclination is they're going to be a little bit closer to their finished product. Like, that just is what it is. Like, if you look at a guy like with the Heat, I think one of the reasons you have a little bit more leeway with somebody like Kalel or with Nico as opposed to Jaime is because of the age.
Okay.
Like, so even if Jaime's not at his, even if Jaime's not at his prime, if you're like, well,
he's farther along than the other guys because he's older.
Either if it's not further along or he just is what he is. I think that's the question. It's not that it's impossible. I mean, guys, LeBron improved his 3-point shot as he went on. I'm not comparing Jaime to LeBron, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah,
Jaime's big knock wasn't a good shooter in college. Hasn't really shown it in the NBA at all. And is there really any hope that that's going to tick up? Like, if you look at somebody like Jovic, I mean, he comes into the league, he's literally a child. He's not.
Yeah, but he's been playing professional basketball.
Understood, but he still doesn't have like his professional body yet. And then you look at him just a year later.
What did you say there?
Professional body.
Oh, okay. And you've been poo-pooing on me for saying stuff like that. getting their man body.
I didn't poo-poo anything. I didn't do anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, all I did was give credit to Tyler Hero. Hold on, hold on. All I did every single summer was give credit to Tyler Hero. And you're like, fake muscles. That's what you did.
Like, is it, like you develop as a person. Your body starts getting acclimated to the you know, the grind. So that's where you get all that stuff from.
It's my point. Like, so I think we kind of got off of this. So you're good with the Heat drafting somebody his age at 22, just turned 22 in the spring?
I'm not. I mean, here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sit here and act as if though being 22 means that once you get the job, you should be better than somebody who's 19. Okay. I just think that in sports, regardless of how old you are, you still have the same type of transition to the NBA. And mm-hmm. so I don't necessarily look at the age. And the other thing is drafting somebody 22 or drafting somebody 19, the way the NBA works, ain't no damn guarantee you're going to have that kid when he's 27, 28 anyway.
And one of the things I like, I mean, the dude has been a lights out shooter his entire college career.
And that would help.
And that would help. I mean, that would help a lot. He was, you know, 39% last year on 8 attempts, 39% his entire career.
That which basically you know. Means he could move Kalel closer to the coach and he could send Kalel spot because, well, he's not a big, so he could play early.
No, he's a point guard. Yeah. I would like to
see a combination of, so if they were to draft him, I would say he takes the early Tyler role, like almost a six man.
Six man, yeah.
Davion moves to the starting role.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Tyler off the ball, running around, right? And creating, and Davion can get into the one thing that he's shown is that no matter what, he's going to get into the paint. And that's, you know, that's something that could help everybody else. But I like basketball is weird in that we know so much more about the football players when they come out, except offensive linemen. Right. We know so much more about the skill positions. And in basketball, besides Cooper Flagg, right? Like it's really going to be hard to like for me personally to even determine whether it was a good pick or a bad pick. Because like it's up in the air. And basketball, it seems like, oh, if you need a big and you draft top five, then you're going to take a big. Like, it's not like that in football. Football, a lot of times, you just take the best rated player.
We'll take a break here on the pro.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel Miami 560 WQAM.
Hey, Tobes.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the chat.
Yep.
Smeathan. Brother, it's the 20th pick. Save yourself. Spend some time with your loved ones.
I you know what? Schmeathen's so right, because I spent part of my – this was legitimately part of my Saturday night was doing draft research, and I'm just like, man.
Who are these guys?
I'm like, I don't know if I like any of these guys. I'd like – because, it's one of those things where – first of all, I don't know. I'm not a big college basketball fan, to be fair. Like, I haven't – I'm watching eight-minute YouTubes of these guys. Now, I was – tell you what, I was happy as hell last year when Khalil Ware got drafted. I was like, yes, somebody I looked up. I was like, I knew this guy coming in.
You know all I wanted.
And you wanted size. So, yeah. Like, I was fired up for that one. I feel like I've got a good balance of where this will go as far as, like, all the names that have been around, unless, like, somebody drops like a stone. Like, it's weird because
there's one kid that – he was supposed to be like a top three pick, and now he might drop because he didn't work out for anybody.
Yeah, Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey's making a stink. He's shadoring himself, apparently.
Really?
Not like showing up for workouts. He's demanding a promise at picks. But he was supposed to be top three pick. And right. Now everybody's like, I don't know. We'll see.
NBA is different than football because your talent doesn't automatically transfer to the next level, right? Because there's so many different parts of it. You could be a great shooter, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to shoot the three in the NBA, especially with defenders all over you, with all the wing defenders they have. And if you can't then shoot as well as you did and you don't play defense, right? Like, so there's a lot that goes into going from college to the NBA.
No, it's definitely one of those things where how the organization, what do they want out of you? Like, what is right. What are they expecting out of you? And the thing that's interesting, I think, about this draft is, you know, you have a couple of teams up there in Philadelphia and San Antonio who are, like, not expected to be bad this year. So, like, how much, you know, what, like, how much does that play into who they'll draft? Like, do you still just draft the top talent? Probably. Right. But I think if one guy is expecting to be looked upon as, like, the star of the team, he's like, I don't want to go to Philadelphia. Like, they already have X, Y, and Z. So maybe right. That's why he's tanking his stock and things like that. But yeah, I definitely feel what Schmeathan's saying. I was looking up like a draft. I was like, all right. I'm like, Asa Newell, huh? All right, let's take a look at this guy. So that's what I did part of my Saturday night, and I got more to do today before our draft show. Wait, tomorrow night.
You did that on Saturday night?
Yeah. I was doing it kind of in the midst of watching Love Island as well.
Loser.
You know? Oh, I know I was a loser.
I almost started to watch Love Island because you guys were blowing, just my phone wouldn't stop.
Ah, Casa Amor yesterday.
But I didn't know it was on Netflix.
Oh.
It's on Peacock.
I don't have that. Do I?
Yes, you do. You were weren't you watching a game?
Did you watch golf or something? A major or something?
Yeah, but that was like the way they did it was they had three channels that wasn't the main coverage, and those only three channels followed one group. So each channel followed one group. So it wasn't like full coverage. So right. Yeah, I had it. But
well, that's what
that was literally last week though. So you don't have Peacock anymore?
I don't know. No, but that was on regular DirecTV. Just Peacock just had more channels.
That's where you got to find it. Peacock is where you got to find it. We're watching
I will send out if I get into it. How far along are we?
We're like halfway through the season. Cause
how many episodes?
17, I think.
So far?
Yeah, it's not that bad. I caught up, but take out a couple
of like Casa. I mean, some After Suns and things. Like that. So maybe like 13 real episodes.
Yeah, I skipped those. But if you're gonna watch one, just watch the Megan Thee Stallion one.
Okay.
That episode's just cheeks. That's all that episode is.
It was a fun show. I mean, episode.
All right.
You'll like it. You won't complain.
All right.
It was like I told you, the eliminations were stupid this week. Some weasel picks, even Casa Amor. Like we were watching this, just like, hey, there's like one couple that you just don't want to break up. Everybody else kind of is like, they're not. You could tell they're not that into each other.
Who's the one couple you wouldn't want to break up?
I think Taylor and Alondra, is that her name?
Yes,
she's like, that's the only couple that's they're rock solid.
Two
they're
not girl names. Up.
Yes, they are two girl names. That is fair.
Yeah,
that is fair. A man who's got a man's name, Sergey. He spoke this weekend. This was on Saturday before the parade. They had clean out the locker room, exit media. And Sergey Bobrovsky was asked about going to 11 and kind of being chill. And Sergey explains why he doesn't go crazy celebrating. And this is what Bob had to say on that.
It has the big energy. It's definitely fun time, but I'm a little different. I celebrate a little different, so I'm not like overexcited about the things. I'm just I feel humble and appreciated for the opportunity, and I want to keep that way. You know, I feel like it's so close. Everything is so tight, and you know, it could go any way at any time. And I also like, there is on the other side, there is also 20 Warriors who compete and work hard in each and every game and each and every round against us. And they could also be on our spot, you know. So I'll consider all those things. I keep my humbleness and appreciation to the God, what he made me go through, you know, and keep that way.
Wow. What was the question?
Why he didn't celebrate at 11 like everybody else did.
That devil.
Because he's
things can go right real quick.
That little Mike McDaniel. That little Paul Maurice.
We got some philosophical Bob after the season. Yeah. Not just reset, refocus.
Yeah.
Humble.
I don't like sparklers and popping bottles.
Astron's not going to get me.
Oh, man. This was Sergey asked by our boy, the Hockey Hornet, David Bork, why he only cuts his hair once a year.
Cut. It seems like you do it just once a year. Is that accurate?
Yeah, pretty much. I like to refresh it and then grow it for the season. I do a little like shaping and stuff, but I would say it's pretty accurate.
Is there any reason behind that?
No, not much. You know, not much. It's just kind of, as I said, it is refreshing. Get kind of new start, new preparation. You know, it's getting ready for new season and for the new challenges and new experience.
Wow.
Again, kind of.
He's refreshed.
I mean, all right.
Refreshed in the summer. If you thought that was philosophical, wait till you hear his answer on what it means when you're in the same room as the Stanley Cup.
So it has the big energy. You know, it's in every room, any place you go. It's well known. You know, everybody respect that. Everybody wants to make a picture. And all the hockey players wants to win it. You know, it's a tough trophy to win. And yeah, we just, I mean, we enjoy that, you know. It was a war. It was a tough playoff, and there was we beat the good teams, you know, and also to. I feel like it's still the process to get that. That's the biggest thing, you know, what you're going through. That's just the trophy is kind of like a culmination of the all the war and all the emotions you went through.
Wow!
What? As,
Karen and Timbo say big cup energy.
Leroy, it's a good thing he's talking, because then you'll be like, wow, he's a man of few words.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we've interviewed him and
he's expressing himself.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
He's very he's in deep feelings right now.
He's very focused.
Really, you would have thought he lost. I'm not gonna lie to you. He's talking he's like, we just went to war. Those are 20 guys on the other team. They're a good team as well. We beat the good teams. It was hard. And I'm just like, they're pouring champagne from the second floor of Elbow Room, Bob. You can relax a little, dude. It was war. He's got PTSD from winning.
He does.
I love him. I love everything about him and how he handles himself.
My favorite Bob thing is when they start fighting in front of the net and he's just stays away.
Oh man, it's so great.
Let me know when you guys are done.
JFix nailed it.
Oh, okay, wait.
Right there.
Yeah, it's just standing over in the corner.
And the darkness really does help this situation right here, because this is exactly what it is.
Yes. And I'm Sergei Bergrosky. Wait a minute. 5 seconds ago, they were fighting over top of you. How did you end up in the corner?
How did you manage
there?
To get out?
Right.
Bob's like one of those bad guys, like whenever there was a melee in cartoons, and like the bad guy would always just let people beat up each other amongst themselves, and he would just be off in the corner, snuck out of, like, it'd always be like a dust ball of fighting. And he would just be out of there.
Yep.
It was like a classic Bugs Bunny move. We'll take a break. Hour two of
fight
is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.